Oh, yeah. Last segment on a Wednesday of Crunch Time. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange, the first one of 2018. Crunch Exchange brought to you by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. And the Crunch Exchange, I'm going to bring up some stories from around the world of sports. I'm going to ask Steve if he's buying or selling a prospectus. From the stories, there is also an option for pending. Huge news last night after we signed off was that Arizona fired Rich Rod amid allegations of sexual harassment from a former administrative assistant who has also filed suit against the university. In the lawsuit, she claims that Rodriguez had what was called a hideaway book that contained messages such as Title IX doesn't apply in our office, and that he and two assistant coaches had what they called a triangle of secrecy that essentially involved them going out of their way to cover up Rich Rod's extramarital activities, and allegedly that extended to the woman as well, as Rich Rod would call her at all hours of the night to change personal plans and book flights and organize how he cheated on his wife. Rich Rod denies everything but the extramarital affair, for which he said he is still trying to recover from with his wife and kids, but included in the allegations, multiple inappropriate interactions with more women, including groping and payments to keep quiet. The woman also was confronted by Rich Rod's wife and was forced to lie to her for 3 hours about the cheating. Pretty awful stuff, and well warranted with him getting fired. So, the prospectus, after all of this, Rich Rod will never coach again.
Wow. That's one of the better questions on the Crunch Exchange. Bobby Petrino's coaching at the same university, and we still have the scars on his face from the motorcycle accident. So I'd want to go pending based on the fact that all the information isn't in, but these guys are generally scumbags. I'm going to actually start a new trend in America. I'm going to side with the victims that they're probably telling the truth, but I also don't trust this country or major sports for one millisecond. So it'll all come out. He'll do his time. Somebody will have a crappy offense and he'll get another job sell.
Man, Title IX doesn't apply in our office should get anybody fired, immediately. NFL Hall of Fame announced their finalists, 18 of them yesterday, and it is really impressive list of guys. I could basically ask you buy or sell for each one, but I won't because it would take forever. So I'll limit it to a few. Ray Lewis is in.
Forever.
Randy Moss is in. But of course, Randy Moss isn't the only wideout on the list. Isaac Bruce is on there, as is Terrell Owens. There is no logical reason on God's green earth that Owens is not a Hall of Famer already. We have learned that last year, when he was up as a finalist, that the voters got in literal yelling matches about Owens and eventually gave up on the discussion entirely and left him out. And why? Because Owens is a jerk. He didn't cheat on his wife that we know of. He didn't beat any significant other that we know of. He just called Jeff Garcia gay and was a jerk to Donovan McNabb.
No steroids?
None of that. Ridiculous. But if that's how voters still feel, then they could very well leave him out again this year. So the prospectus, T.O. gets in to the Hall for 2018.
Hey, is there a qualifier here where do I think he deserves to get in, or is he going to get in? Is he at the next, when they have the Hall of Fame game in August, is he going to be wearing a coat? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, he could wear any coat that he wants to.
Now, but you know what I mean.
So the prospectus is he gets into the Hall of Fame for this year.
You know, I'm going to buy that. Ridiculous is ridiculous, but this is ridiculous.
I find it really difficult to gauge NFL linemen for the Hall. They don't really have any stats you can look at to compare, so I usually just leave that judgment up to the football nerds who vote them in. But the defensive back class this year is interesting. John Lynch, Ty Law, Brian Dawkins, and Everson Walls. Every one of them has a legit case. Lynch and Dawkins, 9-time Pro Bowlers. Dawkins, a 4-time All-Pro. Lynch, 3-time. Walls didn't get any of those, but had 57 career picks, which ties him for 13th all-time, and Law finished with 53 picks, led the league in interceptions twice in an era full of really good cornerbacks. I think most would say Dawkins is in this time around, and Lynch is probably in line for it as well. What about the other guys? The prospectus, more than half of the DBs, so 3, in this year's class get in.
I've got Lynch and Dawkins in. Yep. Walls not in. Law waits. So I'm going to sell that.
That's a sell. It seems like a formality now. John Gruden is going to be the next Raiders coach. Sounds like the reports about him getting an ownership stake might have been blown out of proportion, but he said on Golic and Wingo today, as you guys heard earlier, that he thinks there's a good chance Mark Davis hires him. But here's the rub. Gruden hasn't coached since 2008. That is a decade off the sideline, and his coaching career really wasn't as good as people remember. Obviously, a Super Bowl win will stand out, but just over 500 for his career, and his final 3 years in Tampa were 4-12, 9-7, and 9-7. So he's obviously capable of big things, and Oakland has some very good pieces. But the prospectus, John Gruden is a smart hire for the Raiders.
I don't think it is. If it's 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. But he's an analyst now. That's a tough move, even for a guy that knows this much about football. I just don't like it. I'm going to sell that one.
Isaiah Thomas made his, I know, selling everything today, even though you're giving me $10,000, apparently. No, you sold that, too. Isaiah Thomas made his Cleveland debut last night in their win over the Zers. And if they were looking for a flash, they got it. 17 points, 3 assists in 18 minutes on the court. Showed his ability to get to the rim and get buckets, as well as that step-back three game that makes him so good. But how good does he make the Cavs? Right now in the East, the Celtics have a 2.5-game lead over Toronto, a 3.5-game lead over Cleveland. But the return of one of the best players in the league to an already loaded Cavs roster should give them a pretty big boost, yeah? The prospectus, the return of Thomas makes the Cavs the favorite in the East.
So right now, they're 3.5 games back.
They are.
Boston, man, I think, I've been saying all along, Cleveland, even if they end up as a 2 seed, and right now as a 3, that would be pretty interesting because they would face Boston in the second round, which would be really fascinating. But like I said, with him back looking like he did, I felt all along Cleveland is still a team to beat in the East, so I'm sure as hell not going to change after last night, so I'll buy that.
USC's leading scorer Chimezie Metu in hot water this week for a foul he committed against Washington State. The Cougs' Carter Skaggs spotted up for 3, went up for a shot, then Metu did a flyby. Part of his flyby was him balling up his left hand into a fist and punching Skaggs square in the family jewels. Metu was given a flagrant 2 and ejected from the game after officials reviewed it, then had a half game added to that. So, punches a dude in the nards, gets a half game. The prospectus, half a game is enough for such behavior.
I think we're all on the same page here. You punched the guy in the face. I mean, when Urban Meyer, what was that, Spikes guy, tried to gouge a guy's eye out, he got a quarter, and everybody was like, well, that'll learn him. Inadequate, sell it.
Yeah, but I mean, and ManCard fully revoked as well. You can't punch a dude down there, man. Come on.
And by the way, did you hear? Come on, bro. He's got to give up his captaincy and write an official apology.
So that's good work from the head coach.
An essay.
Maybe the Pac-12 needs to step in, though. I'm just saying.
That always cracks me up. In essence, that's the version of a pro having his owner and his agent say, "You got to go to the podium. We'll write the apology. You just read it." God, these people.